Good morning. It's a Friday morning, and that means Samantha Wood, managing editor for news at the Berkshire Eagle, joins us. Good morning, Samantha.
Good morning, David.
Let's start here. Of course, around the country in our region, students walking out of class on Wednesday in a national walkout in support of school safety and gun control, and there was no exception in the Berkshires.
Oh, absolutely not. There were hundreds of students who walked out in the Berkshires. We had hundreds of students even from single schools, and then in some schools there were much smaller groups. There were middle schoolers even who walked out and held ceremonies honoring the students in Florida. It was interesting to see how young people have found their voices in this region and around the country.
No question about it. The political activism is something to witness. We've also witnessed a swearing-in of a new DA in Berkshire County, the name Paul Coccaviello.
Yeah, Mr. Coccaviello was sworn in yesterday as the new DA in Berkshire County, but he served with David Capeless for 14 years as the first assistant DA. So he's no stranger to the region or to this work. And the transition has drawn some criticism from the ACLU of Massachusetts, saying that he was installed so that he can run for re-election as an incumbent, which gives him an advantage. So we'll be looking at that going forward. But he certainly has had a 28-year career, and he's well-known in the region.
From there to, well, you may have guessed it, the Berkshire Museum Art Sale, this story that doesn't go away. Explain what's going on in the next step here.
So this story has been going since mid-July of last year. The next step is that on Tuesday there will be a hearing in Boston called by a single member of the Supreme Judicial Court of Massachusetts, Justice David Lowy. He will hear the matter on Tuesday, and he's going to hear from the state district attorney's office, Maura Healey's office. He will be hearing from the Berkshire Museum. Those two now together support the museum's petition to sell $55 million worth of art, including its most valuable pieces. And the court will also hear from opponents, which the museum tried to have blocked. They had opposed the opponents having a chance to speak at this hearing, but Justice Lowy has called them to speak. Each of those parties will have 10 minutes to speak on Tuesday, so it's fascinating to see it come to this, and he may make a decision on the matter.
When that decision is made, you can bet the Berkshire Eagle and WAMC will be on the story. We've been talking with Samantha.
Absolutely.
We've been talking with Samantha Wood, managing editor for news at the Berkshire Eagle. She joins us each Friday. You can find out more at berkshireeagle.com. Samantha, thank you. We'll talk next week.
Thank you, David. Take care.
You too.